Welcome back to the She Means Business podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Upton, and today we are embarking on a journey to explore the fascinating history and really the profound impact of women's retreats and circles on the lives of women across the globe. So we're going to talk about history. We're going to talk about the impact of these retreats and circles, why they matter, why they're important, why they make us feel good, how you can create your own, what it means to be a part of a circle. So we're going to get into all of it. And the reason why I want to share all of this with you is because I've been a part of women's circles and have both been a part of the circles and retreats and also have guided them. And I've been doing this for, over 20 years. And they have been some of the most inspiring and influential circles that I've been a part of, the most influential women that I've ever kind of met up with and been in a circle with, I have found in these incredible settings. And I remember long time ago, I was in my 20s, my early 20s, I'm 44 now, so it was a long time ago. I was in a women's circle and I'd never been in one before. And I found the experience completely amazing. And at the same time, overwhelming. I didn't really understand the power of it. And so every time I went to the circle, I found myself in tears because it just felt so good to circle with other women and to be heard and to hear other women and to be in a space where we were seeing each other and where we were witnessing each other's like depth and hearts and vulnerability. And that experience forever changed me and opened me up. And it was hard at the time. Like I remember feeling really vulnerable and really not sure how to navigate it, but I still remained hooked. Like I liked it enough that I kept going and it kept feeling a little bit better and a little bit better until I was inspired to lead my own circles and retreats. And it, over the years, I've really come to understand that these experiences are profound because we've been circling for thousands of years. So when we show up in a circle and it feels as if we've come home, it's because in a very big way, we actually have. Our cells, our bodies know this place of sitting in circle with women, of exposing our hearts and holding each other in that beautiful space. And a few weeks ago, I had this beautiful opportunity of co-leading a retreat for women, and it was so beautiful. And it was a small group of women, there were six women, and it was all focused on coming back to center. And it was women who were both familiar with being in circle and women who were not. And so there was all levels of comfortability in that experience. And we did meditation together. We practiced yoga. We created art. We had an altar. We journaled. We shared. We sat and looked closely into each other's eyes and really just took in the other person. It was just this really beautiful experience. And there was this quality of really being seen, I think was a big part of it. And that moved the women to a very deep place. And it was such a moving experience and it was so beautiful to be a part of. And it's really what's inspired this episode today is that I thought, wow, you know, there's women that are involved in these circles that know about them and there's so many more women that don't. And I would love for women to be more involved in these circles because it can be your place, your space to connect with others and to be with other people who get it, who get the experience of being a woman, who get the experience of being a mother, who get the experience of holding so much, who really understand how important it is to be seen and heard. And the other aspect of it is to really show up as yourself and to tap into who you are and what you want and what you need. That's also a part of the circle. And it's also this beautiful way to get inspired to live your life the way you want to live it. And when we have these circles that we can be a part of, we can feel more expansive in ourselves. We can feel that we're living our full self more completely, more fully. And what a beautiful gift. And so why not talk about this today and create the opportunity for more of these circles to happen? So may this episode today be an inspiration to you and may you find your way into a circle or creating a circle for other women to join in on. So what's really fun is that there is a history to women's circles. And I'm talking both about women coming together in a retreat format and also in a circle format. So we're just thinking about this as a whole, that it's just women coming together to really be together and to be in support of each other. And this practice of women coming together is an age-old practice. It is a practice for seekers. It has been a practice for those on the path of self-discovery. It has been a practice from ancient civilizations who knew the value, who just knew the value of withdrawing from the world to find wisdom and to find solace in solitude and with community. So what's fascinating is this is not a new thing. Coming together in a circle with other women has been happening for centuries. It's where women have gone to seek wisdom from each other, but also from themselves. Like, this is a tradition that is deeply rooted in our history. It is where women have found a safe haven to express themselves from a very true and authentic place. It's been a place for women to share stories and to support one another in their journeys. So let's talk about the history of the circles now, and then we'll get into how you can create your own and really why they matter so much. So women's circles have been, like, they have this long and storied history that dates back centuries. These are gatherings that have provided spaces for women to connect and support and empower each other, just like we've talked about. And it's also been a place, I think one of the most important things to note about this is women have been coming together over centuries because it's been a place where women can find and express their voice and their aspirations when it wasn't always safe to do so. So there was these gatherings that would happen for women to really be in community with each other. And the roots of women's retreats can be traced back to like ancient times when women would come together in sacred circles. And in these gatherings, they would share wisdom, they'd share knowledge, they'd share stories, and they would honor the cycles of nature. This is one of the kind of longest, you know, traditions that women have had, is to honor the cycles of nature, to celebrate rites of passage, and to pass down traditions from generation to generation. So these gatherings held a really central role in nurturing communities and preserving cultural heritage, which is just pretty phenomenal when you think about it, right? So women would come together and they would share and they would offer their gifts to the next generation so they could keep going in these beautiful celebrations, and traditions would get passed down, and it's what we know today. So there is an ancient tale that is about the Amazons. And the Amazons were a legendary tribe of warrior women in Greek mythology. And the Amazons formed a society where women were the leaders, women were the warriors, and women were the decision makers. And these women believed in the strength of sisterhood. These women believed in how when they came together, they were stronger together, and they actually trained together to become fierce fighters. They would have gatherings and rituals, and these were essential for bonding with each other, but also for instilling a sense of unity and purpose among the women. So that comes from Greek mythology. And then we've got the Middle Ages. So history kind of moved forward. And in that time, women's circles took on a different form across cultures and civilizations. And during the Middle Ages, women's salons emerged. So instead of calling them women's circles, they began to be known as women's salons. And they emerged as really as spaces where influential women would gather, and these women would talk about literature and arts and philosophy. And these salons or circles, they became like the intellectual hubs, and they played an important role in shaping cultural and political movements of that time. Okay, so we started with like Greek mythology, women coming together, they become fierce fighters. Then they move, history moves forward and it becomes more of like an intellectual circle. Then we fast forward to the 19th and 20th centuries and there's the women's rights movement. And that's where we witness this resurgence of women's retreats and circles. And so during this time, women were coming together to discuss issues such as suffrage and equality and societal roles. And it's really important at this time, the gatherings of women, so these circles of women, they played a crucial role in the feminist movement, in shaping the feminist movement and fostering connection and solidarity among women in creating change and this driving this change that we feel today. That all came from women coming together. So as women's rights continue to evolve, women's circles have adapted to meet the changing needs of women in this modern time. And so the spaces that women come together in now, they address different aspects of women's lives. And so that includes like just self-discovery, personal growth, professional development, networking, right? Like we're seeing these different ways that women can gather now. And so today, women's circles can look a variety of different ways. Like you can come together in a women's circle and focus on mindfulness or focus on spirituality. You can be a part of a women's circle that is really about introspection or about healing. There's other women's circles that are focused on professional growth or fostering mentorship, or that's all about supporting networks and helping women to advance in their careers. So, no matter what, like how these different, like through history, how these circles of women have changed, how it's looked differently throughout time, what remains constant throughout time is the essence of these gatherings, which is the celebration of womanhood. It is the power of collective wisdom. It is the unbreakable bond of sisterhood. And that just gives me goosebumps to think about women have been coming together for centuries to celebrate each other, to tap into collective wisdom, and to bond in such a powerful way with other women to create a sisterhood. Oh, and it doesn't matter how it looks, like over time it's looked differently, right? Like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, it looked differently than the way it looks today, but it has the same essence. It is so powerful in that way. And women keep finding each other and they keep gathering. And in that gathering, they keep creating change. And they keep staying connected and they keep passing down important messages and traditions and rituals to further support women over time. It's very, very cool. So let's dig into now why women's retreats and circles, like why are they actually important? Like we've gone over much of that, but like let's get into it a little bit more. So at their core, they provide a haven. It's like a space that's free from judgment and societal pressure. So a few weeks ago when I was co-leading that retreat, these women came from their lives. They took a break from their lives. They came into this beautiful space. We sat in circle and we talked about, but we also created the space that was free from judgment. It was free from pressure. It was free from expectation. It was a circle that offered a chance to hit pause and to reflect and to nourish themselves. And that's really what's at the heart of all circles, no matter what shape they take, no matter what the focus is. It's a place to come to be in the moment with each other without having to be something you're not, and instead to find nourishment and to nurture each other and yourself. They are a source at the heart. Women's circles are a source of empowerment. They are a source of support. They are a source of understanding, and they enable us to reclaim our truth, our authenticity. They allow us and encourage us to embrace our own unique journey. And I know this to be true for myself and my own experience. I have felt that over and over and over again, that when women come together, it is in one of the most powerful experiences I've ever had, is to sit in a circle of women and to feel that I am being loved for who I am, and I am loving the other women for who they are. And I am encouraging the women that I'm in circle with to be themselves fully and completely. And I am in turn receiving that same encouragement, and it is without judgment, and it is so powerful. So as women, you know, in today's time and place in history and all through, you know, history, actually, we have faced unique challenges. We have faced all kinds of experiences. And when we come together in a women's circle or a women's retreat, we get to bond over these shared struggles. We get to experience the fact that we're not alone. We are in the company of other women who get it, who understand what it's like. We find our community and we go, oh, we get to take an exhale and go, oh, thank you. I barely have to say anything. You just understand. We find solace and we find encouragement and we find love. And it's a sisterhood that we come into and that we get to be a part of. And this idea of this sisterhood, what can come through a women's circle, it emerges from these gatherings as a really powerful force. And what happens when you are part of a women's circle, even if it's like for 2 hours on a Saturday, right, is we emerge from that feeling empowered, and we emerge from that feeling connected, and we know that we stand together with other women, and we're there to uplift one another, and we are there in support of each other, whether we are there in, you know, at the time of that circle, and then after we leave it, we still feel that connection, we still feel that support, and we still feel that unity. That is one of the biggest, most powerful things that we can experience from being in a circle of women, is that bonding and that sisterhood. So what does it mean to be a part of a circle? It means that you're finding a tribe. When I was in this retreat a couple of weeks ago, some of the women knew each other and some of them didn't. And it just, by the end, we were all a tribe. There was a group of people who genuinely cared about each other, and they cared about their own well-being and their own growth. And this is what really mattered. This is what was at the depth and the heart of it. And so through that process, it's like you find these women who can become your cheerleaders, your guides, your mentors, your friends, your sisters, your soul sisters. And it's through the open and honest discussions that take place in a women's circle that we really begin to gain a new perspective on ourselves, a new perspective on our life. We begin to feel new insights come in. We learn from the experiences of others, and we are inspired. We get new ideas. We feel creative. We get turned on in new ways. We have new ideas. We realize there's other ways of living our life or seeing things or approaching a challenge. All of that is possible when we are in a women's circle. So if you're wondering if a women's circle is the thing for you, or you might be just having the question, like, who are these for? Like, which women? What woman would this retreat or women's circle be right for? The answer is simple. It is so simple. Every woman. So regardless of your age, regardless of your background, regardless of your stage of life, women's circles welcome all. These are spaces to celebrate your differences, but also how much you are the same and how you are never, ever alone on your journey. So whether you are young or you're a mother or you are a career-oriented woman or you are a wise elder, there is a circle for you. And in this circle, there is a space for you. And it is meant for you, and people want to learn from you, and they want to hear from you, and they want to love you, and they want to support you. And this is all available to you. So if you are wanting to make a women's retreat or a circle part of your life, go for it. They are happening all the time, all around the world. So there's full moon women's circles. There's just monthly women's circles. You could look for a mini retreat or a full day retreat or a weekend long retreat. It's really just Googling it, looking on Facebook, asking around, and, you can look for them at yoga studios, but also just like posting on Facebook and just asking anybody aware of a women's circle that's taking place. And oftentimes they're happening all the time, but we may not know about them until we start asking around. So here's some tips for, this is stepping into a women's circle and just getting started with it, is to do some research. Look for local retreats or groups. You can do it as a networking group. You can just ask around, just like I said, yoga studios, Googling it, Facebook, that sort of thing. And then reach out and just ask the organizers, whoever is leading the circle, and just ask them, what's your approach like? Like, what type of activities do you offer in this circle? How do you connect the women? How does it flow? What would you say the focus is of the circle? What do we need to bring? What do I wear? How can I feel the most comfortable on my first time? What do I just ask for kind of the vibe and then determine from there if that circle resonates with you. And just know that if one circle doesn't resonate with you, then you just find another circle. You just look around. I've been to all kinds, and I know that I've been to some circles where it just didn't resonate, like the format I didn't care for, or it just didn't feel like it aligned with what I was looking for. And then you know when you found the right thing, where you just, it all clicks, it just feels good, it's interesting, it's inspiring. So be sure to reach out and also give it a shot at least one time. Go check out a circle, see what it's like, and if it's not right for you, check it out, check out another one. And then just know that when you go to a circle, especially if you've never done it, that it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. You're going to be attending something for the first time, and it may bring up some anxiety. You might feel nervous. And just remember that everybody feels the same way when they join something for the first time. So everybody in the circle had that same experience. It's just where you start. And to just go in, and you can even share, I'm uncomfortable, I've never done this before, and I would love your support. I'd love some guidance on how to make the most of this experience. Go into it with an open heart and an open mind. And then also be willing to be vulnerable. In these circles, vulnerability is a strength. This is the space where you can go and be yourself and be held so lovingly by other women. So be open and even go to that uncomfortable edge and share your thoughts, share your feelings, share your ideas, share what's inspiring you, share what you're afraid of. Just be in it. The more you're in it, the more you're willing to be vulnerable, the more you're going to get out of it. And the more vulnerable you are in those experiences, that gives other women in the circle permission to be vulnerable as well. And it creates more comfort among the circle, and it creates more connection. So be willing to go there, and you'll be amazed at the support that you receive in return. And then lastly, just stay committed. When you go into a circle, you may not know women right away, right? It might be all new faces, and building these connections just takes time. So if you attend the circle every month, you'll notice the relationships will be blossoming over time, and that you'll become, you'll feel a deeper connection to the women the more you go. So the last thing I want to offer you today is just how to create your own women's circle. So if you are feeling inspired and you're not finding circles in your area, I want to walk you through how you can create your own women's circle. And really all you need is a desire to make this happen, and the rest really falls into place. So let's talk through just how you actually do this. So if you want to create your own women's circle, first you want to define the purpose. Decide ahead of time on the main focus of your circle. Is it about spirituality? Is it about the moon? Is it about personal growth? Is it about career? Is it a mix of both? Is it about awakening your potential? Is it simply just a place for women to come and connect to? Is it for mothers? So is it for elderly women? Like who is this for? What is the purpose? And really clarify that purpose as you begin to talk with other women about it. And the clearer you are on the purpose of your circle, then you will attract the like-minded women, the women that you want to be a part of the circle. So for yourself, if you are deciding you want to create a circle, really get clear on the purpose. And then decide, either you on your own or with your circle, decide what the values are. Like, what is it that you want this circle to be about? Like, how do you guys want to interact with each other? Is it a space of openness? Is the value empathy and respect? Is it confidentiality? What is important that is a part of this circle that act as your guidelines as a circle? And this might be a group discussion. And you can, by the way, you can offer a circle anywhere. You could rent space if you wanted to pay for space, but you could also just offer this in your living room. You can offer this in a conference room or in a backyard, like in a park. It really doesn't really matter. It's just finding a space where you can gather on a regular basis and where you will have space to do this. And then you want to decide. So we've talked about define the purpose. You want to set some values and then choose the format. And this is simply just determining how often and where you want your circle to meet. So you could do this in person, or you can also do it virtually, right? So if you can't find an in-person space, or you want to incorporate people who live in other towns or other states or whatever it might be. So you can do in person, you can do virtually, and then determine, is it going to be weekly? Is it going to be biweekly, monthly? How do you want to do that? And so choose that format and get really clear about that. And then for the circle, you've defined the purpose. So then begin to think about, like, how am I going to create connection among the women? How are we going to actually feel this comfortability so that we can begin to talk and get real with each other? So I'm sure you've heard of icebreakers. You could have some sort of opening question where women begin to talk. You can do a guided discussion where you bring a prompt, where there's like a journaling thing or creating art together. Just how are you going to foster the connection? And this is all about building trust and about creating meaningful connection. And that's really through a shared activity, a shared discussion, a guiding something that everyone will be a part of, like a meditation or a visualization, and then talking about it. That's what's going to create the connection. And then you want to encourage participation. So you want to ensure that everybody feels comfortable to share their thoughts and experiences. And one way to do this is to use a talking stick, so that when people are ready to share, they can do so at their own time, like when they feel inspired to do so, versus going around the circle and everybody has to share. One way to encourage participation is to have a talking stick, which is literally just a stick. You can decorate it if you want. And when somebody is ready to share, they pick up the talking stick. And when you're done sharing, you put it back in the center of the circle. And then the next person who's ready to share picks up the stick and talks and then puts it back when they're done. So everybody is having an opportunity to participate in their own way. You can also just have everybody go around the circle. So decide how you want people to participate. And then you want to embrace diversity. You want to embrace the different perspectives, have welcome women from all different backgrounds and experiences, like bring in a diversity of perspectives, really a diversity of women. So make sure when you think about this circle that it is feeling full of different ways of seeing the world. That is going to feel really interesting and will bring in more insights and more inspiration. And then if there's anything that I led a circle, what I want to talk about here is just how to inspire growth in a circle. And I led a circle for moms and their babies a few years ago. And in this circle, it was all about providing opportunities for learning and connecting with their babies and with each other. And so we made some essential oil blends. We made some mobiles. We painted rocks. We made necklaces. Like, we did stuff, and as we were doing things, we were learning something new. Some people had never made some of those things. We were also able to talk and connect in that way. So decide how you want to inspire growth. Like, if there's going to be some element of creating, of doing a skill or a craft, or if there's something that you're wanting to teach or mentor the group on, just decide if that's something that you want to have a part of it. And then really what this is all about is playing with it. So I've given you a few different ways to think about the women's circle, but the really, when you get started and you start connecting with these women, it's going to come to you. So just trust that you'll know what to do, when and when to do it, and that you will just listen to the feedback and then create your circle from there. And you can also decide all of these things I just shared with your circle. And just know that building your women's circle is really empowering, and it may feel uncomfortable at first, but that's okay, actually. It's okay that it's uncomfortable because it's something new and you are learning a new skill, and just stay with it and know that you are creating something so special and so important, and something that has been around for years and years and years and years and years and has been a part of our culture. And it has been really that your mothers and their and her mother and her mother and her mother have been a part of this forever. It is in you. It is in every cell of your body that you know how to connect with other women. You know how to sit in circle. So let that ancient wisdom really come to the surface when you come into circle with other women. So in closing, women's circles, women's retreats, anytime we're coming together with women, it holds the potential to transform lives. Like, these circles offer an incredible space for women to heal and to grow and to thrive in the company of other women. And it's through this really fantastic shared experience and that we create genuine connections, that we tap into our strength and our power and our courage. So know that whatever you do with women's circles, whether you create one or attend one, you are carrying on a tradition and a ritual that is rich with history and that is life-changing. I hope that you found today's episode really inspiring and that you are feeling on fire about the magic of women's retreats and circles. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and for sure share it with someone that you care about. Share it with another woman and ask them, do you want to start a women's circle with me? Listen to this episode and then let's talk about how we can get started one. So just remember, as you go about this experience, this process, this life as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a rule breaker, that you are not alone on your journey. Embrace the sisterhood that is around you, create a sisterhood, and create a world in the process where we are uplifting each other, empowering one another, and supporting one another. You have the capacity to do that in the simplest forms, which is a women's circle, which is gathering with other women. It is a game changer. All right, thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll see you next time. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.